see if it's working all right.
I went up to the doctor and he examined me. He said, well, I think you ought to have a cardiogram and I think you ought to have an examination. He said, you go get the cardiograph, and he said, then we'll send you to the laboratory and get a urinalysis and a blood test. I said, okay. I said, look, Doc, I've had over 100 cardiographs. Over 100 of them. And unless you're having an attack, or unless you have something organically wrong with your heart, something that's there all the time, I said, the cardiogram isn't worth a hoot in hell. I said, I've had over 100. He said, you've had over 100? I said, hell yes, I've had over 100 of them. And I said, they told me I had angina pectoris, and then I said, they examined me again and said I didn't have it. So I said, what? I said, you could have a damn cardiogram in a doctor's office and walk across the floor and fall dead in his office. And the cardiogram will show perfect. Oh, he said, that's a little far-fetched. I said, no, it isn't either. A man from High Springs, 5 miles southwest of High Springs, was in a doctor's office right here in Gainesville, and damn, he didn't drop in the middle of the floor. That man died.
I didn't know that.
And so I knew from, you know, from being overseas at Oakland, Oakland, and down at Balboa Park and all the other places I've been, damn cardiogram. So he sent me this doctor. I had the cardiogram, and I hadn't been feeling good, and he asked me some questions, and I answered them, and I must have answered them all, well, I don't give a damn, or something like that, you know. Because I wasn't interested in a cardiogram anyhow, the damn thing wouldn't show anything. I was just throwing my money away.
Just throwing it away.
The guy cost me $65, and you know what that bastard told me? I was depressed. I looked at him, I said, if you've been sick as long as I have, been as active as many years as I have, and you couldn't do the things you could do even 10 years ago, I said, you'd be depressed too. And I said, this kind of crap makes me more depressed.
And $65.
$65. I might as well throw the damn thing away.
Look at that right here.
It's been stronger.
Yeah.
I cut that out. I never had any love for those fellas. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd send them a copy.
Good. Good.
Under ring, put a ring around them.
Yeah,
Robert,
you know, there are two, or the trouble is, Guy, the Florida law, they had to change the law in some states. They ought to change it here in this state. The Florida law says that a policeman is infallible.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and I know, that they take a lot of bums off the street. I know some that have been arrested and for, you know, and then they put them on the highway patrol. All right, then the highway patrol, they put my uniform and a tin badge on them, and they're Christ. They're infallible. You take these damn cops in Gainesville. They're infallible.
Yeah.
They can't be wrong.
No.
No. But they try to cause accidents. I know that for a fact because they've tried to cause accidents with me and Ruth and Esther in the car. There's one bastard out on 34th Street that tries to cause that. 34th Street, yeah. When we coming home from Bobby, that guy tries to cause accidents. Deliberately tries to cause them. Now, he will say that he's trying to see if you're driving correctly. That isn't his place. His place is to protect the people, not antagonize and irritate the people. That's what he's there for. And like me, I've driven a couple of million miles, and I've driven in 4 foreign countries, and I've driven in every principal city in the United States in my lifetime. And I've been driving an automobile, you're not going to believe this, but go in and ask Ruth. I've been driving a damn automobile since 1909. And I've had a license since 1914. And I've driven back years ago when I was a kid, I'd drive race cars faster than race drivers themselves would drive the damn thing. I drove Barney Oldfields faster than he would drive it.
But you'd barely get by these tests.
Hell, I wouldn't pass them. But I'll tell you what happened to me. I was in a hurry, And I had to go down on down toward Miami, and the address was North Federal Highway. So on the telephone, when I called up then, they said, well, that's old U.S. 1. I couldn't figure I'd been to Miami in 5 years. I mean, all the way down there. I'd been to Boca Raton and Boynton Beach.
Have you been studying?
Yeah.
Most interesting thing I think you and Roberts ever did that I've heard you talk about, you know, is have those pigs out here.
Yeah.
People looking at a fire here. And then he gets you on the wrong side of town.
His witness is Joseph Jones.
And I just, lingering, I just heard you say Roberts is doing all right.
They said they might let him come home Sunday, but I'm not sure of it. They aren't sure of it, but they said maybe.
If he could get out, just look out for him.
Would help.
For a day it helps.
Yeah. Well, I think that, I tell you, guy, he is still as weak as a rag. Now, night before last, or day before yesterday, I should say, he got up and they told him he should exercise. Oh, boy, he overdid it.
Uh-oh.
You know, there's nobody there to stop him, and he just did too much. One of the little nurses last told me, she said, I told him he was doing too much. So yesterday, he was really down. He was tired, just plain exhausted. So that's the way it goes, you know. So I don't know how he'll be when I get up there tonight. I haven't seen him today. I've talked to him on the telephone, but you can't tell.
Oh, it's nice to see your car out there when I come by.
Well, I'm glad to have it out there. I can tell you, it made me sick losing the business I've lost this month, but I can't help it. I figured he was more important than anything, and not that I have any money to spare, but even so, I just had to be there, Doc.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I spent 4 solid nights up in that hospital, and I was about to spend the 5th one when he said, no, I'm all right now, go on home. And I wanted to go home.
Why, rude people take their families up there and leave them and never even look at them, except maybe go do a business now.
I know it.
And just leave it.
I can't be like that.
Leave it to the hospital authority.
I can't be like that. Look, guy, I've taken care of everybody in my family right from my youngin' right on up ever since I can remember. I always was a family vet as a youngster. If anybody got sick, mother'd always yell for me.
Yeah.
And I've always done it. And I know enough about what goes on to have a fair idea whether it's going right or wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I tell you, there was one night I got in there. If I hadn't gotten there when I did and started screaming, I didn't even know whether he'd even be here.
That's
now,
right.
those nurses were doing what they thought was right. But I knew when I gave him one look, I knew he needed more, and he was getting right then, and I started yipping right loud.
Wow, there you are.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I have always stuck around with any of my family.
Oh, yeah.
Because as soon as the doctors knew what was going on, they were both right there.
Yeah.
But they didn't know. See, they figured when they got in that evening, that'd be all right. But it was late afternoon when I got there, and here he was.
What happened to the lady over there who ran those little cabins? Is she still over there?
She was. I think she is. I don't know for sure, guy, but I think she's still around. She's been pretty sick. She's not. She had a. Well, they said she had a stroke, or some told us that a year ago, and they put her in the hospital. She was in a coma for a long time. She came out, and apparently she's still percolating. And I really think they keep that place going just more because they've tried to sell it. But they think they've got more ground than they have, and they're trying to sell their ground and everybody else's ground. It's a complicated thing. Ozzy came over here and wanted Roberts to sell it right now. And so they had his mother down in the nursing home in Miami at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came to find out that there really isn't as much there as he thought, but he still claims it. So I don't know how they'll ever sell it. They'll have to
out, you know, she, I talked to a time crew over there, and she didn't know much about those things, but she loved to keep those pigs.
Yeah.
She loved to have those little implements over there.
That's right. That's right.
I
she's
that.
A character. But let me tell you, in my opinion, just between you and me, guy, she's a second Ma Baker. I'm not going out and broadcasting this little fact. I wouldn't tell anybody else, but that's the truth. I mean, I know I couldn't prove anything, therefore I say nothing. But but there are a lot of things I'm sure have gone on there, and I don't think they are now.
Oh,
in past years, things have happened over there that would make your hair stand right up on end.
Why, Ruth, I wouldn't even want to know those things.
I don't want to know either. I don't know.
My appetite is not that strong.
No. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But for heaven's sake, don't broadcast that. Oh. Because she hates me now, and I can't have her hitting any words.
Oh, no.
I don't want any more problems. And she sure could. She's the kind that is very revengeful.
Oh, I see.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Now, I've been expecting any kind of trouble ever since I had her pig picked up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's tamed down now.
And she was just letting them get run over.
Yeah, she was letting them run out here. They rooted up my camellia bushes. That's when I started screaming, is when the tar was. You know how rough it is down front. Those pigs are what did it. I didn't squawk just to hit my tomatoes.
Well, the place is never the same again after a bunch of pigs.
No, it's got to be harrowed before it'll ever get any good. You can't mow it out there to save your life.
That's one of my earliest regulations.
So I called her on the phone. Robert's called up over there, and we told her her pigs were out, which she pleased. Put them in. See, this was a couple years ago.
Oh, I remember when it was. Very well.
So nothing happened. No pigs were put in. They continued to run. So finally, I got so all fired mad with it. Finally, when they got to my tomato bushes, I really got mad.
Yeah.
And I called her up and I said, look, you're either going to get those hogs in or something's going to happen to them. Now, I'm telling you right now, you better get them back there and you better keep them back there because I'm not going to have all my tomato bushes torn up. Well, she hated me. And I tell you, no, we're tilting heron down here. And something does work for her every now and then. He thinks she's real fine. Well, that's good. I'm glad he does. Mrs. Robert says he's got to admire her for her guts. She really has them. But anyhow, she tore up. She still has to fix them. Well, I guess at the time she couldn't get them in. So finally, we even called her son down in Miami and told him. His daughter, I don't know which one it was, God, Robert's boy. And told him that those things were running loose and something had got to be done. And finally, he came up here and put them in. But in the meantime, nothing had been done, and they continued tearing things up. So we called the sheriff's department. And they came down here and they took some real sizable hogs out here. Then they wouldn't let her have them back unless she paid $115, $116. I don't think she ever got them back.
Why?
So she hates me like a dose of poison.
Yeah, you were the end of her hog.
Yes, that was it.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, she hates me.
The last track I had of it, Ruth, was when they got run over out there, and you all were just...
Yeah, they were getting run over. I had called them and told them they were.
Yeah.
But when I put up with those hogs, now don't misunderstand me. Mrs. Clark and I got along fine. She used to let my animals roam on her plate, and as long as they didn't tear anything up, she'd call me, I'd go get them, I'd bring them back. And she used to let us pasture our chain them out. A cow out there, we first came here, but I didn't know what was going on over there in those days either. But I didn't let my animals go in there and tear up her garden or her flowers or all that stuff. But she just deserved it. She was doing it because she was mad at Robert because she wanted him to do something that he wouldn't do.
Oh, you mean she did it on purpose?
Well, I think so. I have
a feeling that she did.
I never could prove it. I can't prove this stuff, Guy. I can't prove a thing. That's the trouble. I haven't talked about it. But I feel sure that she wanted to put cottages up and down there.
Oh. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
That
would have been great.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
Yeah, you're all going in together.
So after that, she didn't like us.
Yes, I can see you all in together.
But please don't broadcast this stuff, because I don't want any more trouble with her, Guy. I couldn't afford it.
I don't know any way I could broadcast it. They wouldn't believe me.
Well, please don't, because, I mean, it would make, if it got back to her, she'd start it all up again. And I wouldn't trust her to do anything on this place that she could do.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that knows her. I know Hilton, but I've never talked to Hilton in a minute, you see.
No. She's hard boiled.
The most
don't
I
ever think she isn't.
Talked to Hilton was when Robert let me borrow that wire cage of his. Mm-hmm. And I brought it back over here and I was bragging on him. I know he made it, but he hadn't picked it up somewhere. So I wasting my voice. You know, one of the things that I've always admired about Robert is he can get into a predicament like that, where it's just painful, I know, or you know, and still he sees it just as clearly, you see, and he never seems vindictive and all like that.
No.
When if I live next door to her, every time I saw her, you know, I just get mad. Like that. I just would look the other way. But he don't do that.
No, we both have a rather wide tolerance for people. We've had an awful lot to do with different kinds all through our lives, guys. From the, well, take Teddy Roosevelt, for instance, right on down to your slum types. I mean, in our shops, we had all kinds. We worked with all kinds of people. And it's interesting. I like people. They interest me. They fascinate me. That's one reason I studied illustration. I thought I'd like to illustrate people one time, but I've never had to. Gumption to put in my time. I can't now. Too late in life. But there was a day when I thought I would. And actually, people are interesting to both of us.
But when they don't do just the way you want them to, you still can work.
Well, I can get along with them. I the only time I ever crossed her up was on that hog deal.
Yeah.
I never fought with her. That was the only time I ever had any harsh words with that one. There's no point in it. It wouldn't get me anywhere. Wasn't going to do anything for me. But at that time, I just couldn't stand it. They were tearing up the whole property. It was going to cost me a pile of money if I didn't get stopped.
Yeah.
The place has never been.
Most interesting thing I think you and Roberts ever did that I've heard you talk about, you know, is have those pigs out here.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's anything that takes the place of some good animals on the place.
Well, I like them, guys.
I've been about to get rid of mine all this time, and I always think, well, sir, I just hate to have old somebody come in here and put old scrawny animals in here.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And if you had anybody put any animals on your property, I'll tell you, you'd have to. In some instances, worry about the animals because they might not take care of them the way you want them to.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are rather upsetting. That's not like it was with you. You folks fed your animals. But you know what I mean. Everybody doesn't.
Mm-hmm. How long did you all have those pigs?
Back and look for records for it to tell you guys 5 6 years. Maybe longer than that. Yes, you
did. You could learn a lot about
10,
I guess. You could learn a lot about pigs in that
next
time.
Well, when I quit, I knew enough about pigs that made me sick to quit, but I couldn't afford to do anything else. I didn't have the money to take care of my mother and continue with the work with the pigs. I couldn't stand a guy to do the work that
just
I had to do.
Too much to do.
It was too much. I couldn't cover it, and I couldn't afford to pay somebody at that time to take care of mother. We were pretty broke, and she had to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And Roberts was working in Gainesville trying to bring in cash because, in other words, guy, where we made our mistake, I'm going to be perfectly frank in this instance, if we had stuck to hogs and forgotten cattle, with what we had learned about the hogs.
Yeah.
We'd have been all right, I think, because we had enough ground here to support the hogs.
Yes.
See what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We did not have enough ground to support cattle.
Mm-hmm.
We should have had several hundred acres more, really, to support cattle enough to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have it. And after working with them, the length of time we did, we found that out. So then we did get rid of practically all the cattle and kept some hogs for a while, but still we couldn't. We were so far down then that the finances had it taken so much out, we more or less lost.
Mm-hmm.
The hogs kept the cattle, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the money we'd make on those hogs would feed the cows through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no sense in that one.
What is the most that you learned on the, what's the most important thing you learned on your hogs, Ruth?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the most important things is to have clean pasture, clean firing pens that are built properly so that they won't kill their pigs.
Yeah, yeah.
And another thing is, I sincerely believe that a person should give very, very special attention to them when they are traveling. Mm-hmm. You often have rumps which can be raised. If you take them, you sometimes have to take them away from the sow. All right, it pays you to have facilities. I used to take them in the house. I raised many a pig right in the house, and believe it or not, they're a teener, a dog, or a cat. They'll go to the door and ask to go out.
Oh, now,
I'm not kidding you, Warfield. I'm telling you what's true. I raised one little pig that was the runt, and he had pneumonia guy, and he had mange. And I thought that pig couldn't possibly live. So I took him in, and of course I'd learned how to dose him pretty well. Dr. Owens and I'd worked together. I don't know who learned the most, Dr. Owens or I. Me and the hog. I should write a book on hogs. And I took that little rascal in. I had an old blanket. I stuck him up in a chair in the living room, believe it now or not, on that old blanket, and I kept him warm, just like he would a baby. And I fed him his medicine, and I fed him his feed, and I took him out when he needed to go. And inside of 2 days, he was asking to go out when he needed to go. We got rid of the mange, we got rid of the pneumonia, and we sold that boar about 5 months later for $75.
Just pure profit.
Yes. If I had let him go, we'd have lost $75.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you can make money on hogs. You've got to treat hogs. I don't care what anybody says. These people leave their hogs out in the rain and the weather with no protection when they have their little ones. Are going to lose money because they'll get pneumonia, they'll get the scours, they'll get all kinds of things. You've got to take care of them.
Well, how do you feed them at that age? With a dropper or something?
Oh, no. They'll take a bottle.
Oh, I need the bottle.
Bobby built me a rack with 6 bottles. And they got to, they'd all line up and grab that thing until they got so big they pulled the nipple right off, and I couldn't do it to them.
Oh, really?
That's right. Oh, I'm telling you. If I could have continued with the hogs, I'd really be standing in a good spot to make some money.
Well, now,
work.
But it's different work from this that you're in now.
Oh, yes. It's out of doors. It's different. I couldn't stand it now. I mean, I couldn't stand
it. Just too much physical work.
Yes, I couldn't do it now. You've got too much now, for instance, a guy who has a certain amount of feed lifting and stuff like that. At that time, I could do. I just have to... 100-pound sack and move it around just like a man. I can't.
And even at the best, you just can't order it and get it in the bin and without some lifting.
You just can't do it. So it never pay me to go back to it now. I'd be crazy to try because it would kill me. I couldn't stand the work.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be out there with them. I mean, I used to be out there with them no matter what the weather was. If those things needed attention, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be to a certain extent. Of course, if you've got top-notch firing pins, if you can invest enough money to have top-notch firing pins, if you can lay your property out and have lanes that you can funnel them down to certain pastures and put them in on those pastures, raise your oats and your rye and your stuff and turn them loose on it for a while and move them from that to another and then redo that one.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be done. Make it easy.
Yeah.
And it can be done.
Yeah.
You start that way.
Yeah.
And you want good green pasture for any of them. I don't care what anybody says. Just the same as you do your cash.
I never realized that till
I saw it done. We live right across the golf course from the swine unit, I think they call it.
Yes.
And that's the first time I ever saw a hog grazing in good winter rye.
Mm-hmm.
They eat walking along there grazing just like a horse.
Yes, they do.
Or at least they grazing.
And they'll root it up some, too. That's your biggest problem. But if they get enough to eat, they won't root as much.
There wasn't any rooting out there?
They don't do much rooting if they get what they want. They don't. They'll root to lie down, and they'll take a mud bath. But a hog's the cleanest animal on the farm. The little baby pigs, inside of 24 hours, have one spot in that pen where they tend to things, and that's it.
In the pen?
In the pen. They all go right to that one place, and that's it. They're smarter than a dog. They're really more intelligent. But they're still hogs. When food comes first, regardless. They'll knock you flat together. But beyond that, but they do have a face.
Did it knock you down?
No, I never had any trouble with him at all. He was a gentle kitten. They're not all like that, but he was.
Well,
Dr. Owens just laughed at me.
Yeah. I risk for a fair day.
Huh?
I risk for a pretty nice day.
You're fine. I like it.
Rain an inch or two.
You all had rain?
We haven't had rain.
We haven't had one at all.
Weatherman keeps saying, you know, we might have one. Look at that tree in full bloom.
Well, that's some all, look all down yonder. All over the full bloom, too. Supposed to be.
Have not even Valentine's yet.
I know that, but. You take it later, they're supposed to be in bloom now. And these dogwoods, they always bloom early.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have seen them start in the 1st of January, haven't you? I have done it.
I don't know whether I remember that early.
All right, you get them all. yeah, I seen them bloom early.
Let me tell you something, Buster. Up here at Malden's, I went up there to have a window put in one of these old cars. And I got them over the phone. They said yes. They charged $5.50 for that. That's cheap.
Too cheap. They can't do it for that, don't they?
And I went up there, and you know what he did? He said that was just a glance.
It is.
And they charged me double that for the labor. Now that
it cost something to put a glass in the car. I'd say it cost $15 or $16 to put a glass in that car.
Yeah.
Well.
But they ought to tell you over the phone, or when you talk to them, that it's just $5 for the glass, and then you'll pay another $5 for the labor or something.
Yeah. Well, they don't. They get like in these papers when they advertise clothes or batteries or television or anything else, they say $189.95. But they don't tell you how much tax is, nothing. They just don't advertise that tax, and they do it. That makes it sound cheaper, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Makes it sound cheaper.
Yeah, that's what gets that makes people unhappy too.
It is.
Now I just thinking, I take that old Chrysler up there, and they charge $30 for the work, and then charge you another, add something onto it for parts or something like that. You see, it runs up. More than I want to.
Well, you usually ask him when you get there. See, he'll tell you. What time are you going in the morning? Pretty early.
Yeah. Pretty early.
Well, you tell him. You tell him what you there's just leaking is all, and it just probably needs a front seal.
Yeah.
And that generally runs $30. And they're not going to go into the transmission itself. And that's probably all it would be. You know.
But now you ought to have that worked out. You ought to have that out. Have that understood. On a lot of these places where you don't own.
Yeah.
I don't do that all the time. I just figured you'd be with him by night.
Well, no. I doubt if I could be a little bit better than you could. I know I called him up and told him that he was coming up there. He said, okay, but I brought him to pick up over here, you know. Fish. They've been fishing.
Oh, they're just showing them off.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Mr. Weaver there, is it?
He went with them. No, H.L. Montgomery and old man Dillon. But he went with them today. Weaver did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he decided he'd go with them.
Well, they got a nice outfit there in the rig, man.
Yeah, they have. That's a brand new boat this time.
I've been talking all day, and I haven't caught since, but I just didn't caught. That's bad.
Well, you'll be proud if you're able to caught. Some people can't.
That's right.
Some people end up in the hospital. Like our friend Brother Smith down there.
Yeah.
He can't caught. He wished he could.
No. What's that? Look at that. Letting the water out.
They got water in the boat there. In the live box, they call it.
Oh.
And then they get that, that just, that's
you
nice.
Put a plug out, you put a plug out and it drains it down.
The other thing works out pretty well there.
Yes, sir. Piston on Main Street. I think that's a whole piston on Main Street, isn't it?
No, sir, it's been a long time since I saw that. It looked right familiar.
Like a stud piston on Main
Buster,
Street.
Buster, you're going to have some neighbors, I understand.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I hope not.
In that second place.
You feel like the lasses in there.
Nobody live there now?
You can't live upstairs there. The wiring's bad on that building. If that thing would burn down if somebody moved in there. It's all right downstairs, but it ain't worth a darn upstairs. That wiring's bad up there. See, the man moved out of there. They ain't thinking about moving upstairs, are they? That thing needs a major overhaul, that electrical business there.
Yeah.
Got to have it.
Well, you take over there where I am. I had to have that done all over again.
Dead.
Old thing, all that old wire.
I know, well, it's the same way up here. That wire, got that old wall hot there one day, and I thought it was going to burn the building now, so we'll get the wires.
Yeah.
Electricity cut off.
You know, I thought that was solid brick building. But that's just the storefront part of it is solid. Now what, how come the, now that's a brick building.
That there stucco there.
Well now stucco is just over a frame with some sort of lattice on it.
Well, some of it is, but that's not, that there's got that old, some kind of a brick like. This building out here has got a head long time ago. What do you call that stuff? Top of the seat. Kind of a big old block they used to make a long time ago. It was a double block. It had two holes in it. What do they call them things?
I don't know. Concrete blocks, all I know.
Well, a long time ago, they called them something else.
Oh. And that's what that is?
I think it is. I know the back end of it's made that way. I'm sure that is up there, too.
Well, that's not an old building.
That building 25.
You don't remember how it was built?
Yeah. It's like I told you.
You remember that?
Yeah. That building here was built in 25, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The garage was built in 25.
Hell, I figured all these buildings have been here a lot longer.
That and Yana was here a long time before that. That other building.
Yeah.
So was that way on down yonder?
Yeah.
It was here a long time ago. That way down yonder was put in about 1800.
Yeah.
That way on down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the oldest ones down yonder, isn't it?
I believe it is. The old Fontaine building. Yeah.
And, now, are they, how about, they not as old as that?
That old pizza building up, that old big three-story, it's old too.
Yeah.
Wasn't there yesterday.
Yeah. So these, did the doctor put that in?
Dr. Daly?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
His daddy?
No, he did. Himself. Oh, yeah. The old Dr. Daly,
the
yeah.
old doctor. Daly. And then the young doctor was going to remodel it and fix it up and come back there himself. And then he decided again.
Yeah.
You know the boy that lives over there with me, Spikeboy.
Yeah.
I think we can go in there with some other and have a little office in there.
Well, like I say, downstairs, I think the electricity's all right down there, but upstairs it's no good.
I see.
Boy, old George Wilson moved out of there. He got scared he was going to burn the rotten building down.
Yeah.
And so they had a man, electrician, come in there and look that place over. He said it looked like a major overhaul. But at it says, what he said.
Start all over again.
Yes, sir. We are doing.
Hard to do it.
He said it'd take a major overhaul to straighten it out.
Not hard to do it now, it was when they put it up.
Oh, yeah. And they wouldn't be able to go up in the ceilings. What they'd have to do is just run wires in the open, I guess, is what they were thinking about doing. You got more than it could be, I imagine.
Buster, if you were buying one of these little cars anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000,
hey,
You wouldn't want one of them foreign cars, would you?
That Saab, you wouldn't care for that.
They're good little car, but I don't want one.
So you wouldn't have two trucks.
That's all.
Well, what you used to have it if it's going to you can't change the battery on it every now and then or whatever you need to do.
There's no use. Those
mean,
things got a lifetime guarantee, haven't they?
Engine, motors.
Yeah.
That
sounds all right,
You know what you could do? You could buy two or three of them. Well, you just wait for parts for one, so you can drive the other.
It's kind of expensive, though, isn't it?
Well, that's the way I do on my pumps up there, you see. I can't get along with one. So I have to get two in case one goes out, you know.
You still have one here.
Yeah. Because nobody really to work on.
I'll tell you one thing, though, having two or three automobiles is kind of hard to do, though. they like a pump. They run into big money.
Yeah.
Two automobiles, well.
That's right. See you next.
Yeah, I'd rather have an American car. Shit, when you need a part, you can go get it.
Yeah.
Little old Ford or a Chevrolet or Plymouth, either one. NM3. Then you can find what you want.
Well, Buster, you wouldn't go up there and pick out one.
Okay.
If you get the standard model, you get up too high, $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah.
That's too much money.
I know it is.
Actually, $1,000.
$1,000, that's money, ain't it?
Yeah. I see, if I could drive this Chrysler for a couple of years, I'd have my money out of it.
You can do it. That's unusual that that transmission started leaking. You hardly ever see a Chrysler start up leaking transmission. That Plymouth I got don't leak, and I've had that thing. Chevrolet, I thought transmission leaking, but looked under there yesterday and kind of found out a little oil leak. That being bad, probably. It don't leak bad. And that'd be a good buy if somebody wanted to buy it.
What's that?
63 miles.
Which one's that?
That blue I showed you up here the other day.
Yours?
The one I've been driving, the blue. Blue and white.
You drive over there at the house?
Yeah, I did drive over there one day. Yeah. It bumped a man up in the hospital. He wants to sell it.
You think it'll hold up?
Heck yeah, it'll hold up.
As much as any of them? Around what does he want for it? I don't mean this.
He wants $650 for it.
63, 650. And you took care of it?
Yeah, I'm driving it now.
It's all right?
Yeah. That little oil leak could be stopped. They don't amount to much. If it amounted very much, I'd done stopped it. They don't leak that much. Very little. I drove that thing up from Columbus, Georgia, the other day, and on the Phoenix City, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And it used, let's see, a quart and a half oil on that too. That ain't bad. I mean, that's way up there. That's way up there. And that wasn't burning, it was leaking. I'd say that pan could be dropped down, put a seal in that back when it stopped that.
What model is it?
63.
What is it? One of the light ones?
Yeah.
Medium.
Well, it's a big car, but it's not an Impala. It's a Biscayne.
What is that, the regular one?
It's kind of a regular. It's not a real small one, though.
Chevy.
If somebody wants a second car, it'd be ideal.
He's running up in the hospital.
He got emphysema and everything else.
Oh.
And he's old.
Oh.
He's 63 of these things. He looks like he's older than that.
Nobody
bad,
I know.
He's in bad health. He ain't gonna use no car. Said he didn't.
Nobody I know.
No, his name is Martin. Albert Chris Martin. You know. Glad about that.
You know, I want to talk to your wife sometime. You know, there's all these people around here. You take her, you know, that seat. They still get around. You got a family?
No, he's not. He don't have anybody but his brother. He's as bad a shape as he is.
You know these rest homes, they call them, retirement places. People get too old to take care of themselves, they don't want to. They don't want to have to put garbage out and all like that. You know, they put them in these, in town. They ought to put them sort of like this country.
That's where they ought to be.
Now, this would be a good place for one. And then you take a fella like this one over here, Mr. 90 years old, don't you know, Mr. Yeah. Howard Pease.
Mm-hmm.
I see Howard sort of independent, even take care of himself. But if he had some place like that to go
and be with people,
be
mix
with
and mingle,
people,
yeah.
Mix and mingle, you know, it'd change his whole outlook.
His environment be different altogether.
Now, let me tell you, Buster, I think a lot of times, well, I'll go over and talk to Howard and tell him something, see. But I don't want to talk to him. I just don't want to go over there.
Well, that's where I am.
And still, I would like to. Because Howard, I've heard him, he talks well.
He does.
He's entertaining. And
he's got a good conversation. He has. He's got a good conversation.
Yeah, but seeing most of, when I got a little time off, what I'd rather do is just sit down and do nothing. That just suit me better than anything else. I do more than I pick on to. Yes, sir. You take hell, they could have some fine talk going on. They can actually see. They could check in there and eat supper, or dinner, whatever they wanted to.
Yeah.
And
all sit down and have a meal together, and be congenial.
Yes, sir.
They'd enjoy themselves. 100%, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You take the odd fellows home from the game, well, you know, I used to see them sitting on them porches out there. Well, you take that rest home out there, the rocking chair, you know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
Out in West Games?
Yeah.
And, them old people get out there and talk just like a bunch of little old kids.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big time out there,
sure.
You know it?
Sure.
I know, I got an uncle out there. He used to live by himself here, and he was just miserable all the time. He seemed to be pretty happy out there.
Yeah.
And he's got a home now.
Yes, sir. Then he doesn't have to worry about all the bills.
Nothing.
That'd
be, he ain't got to worry about nothing.
Great relief.
Except one thing.
Well, you can pick out your worries.
And that's when mealtime's coming. Worry from one meal to the next, when bedtime's coming.
Yeah.
And daylight's coming. That's all you got to worry about.
Yeah.
You got to worry about no women. You got plenty of them now. You know, if they ain't worth a damn, so you ain't going to try nothing.
And if you want to worry, you see, you can just listen to the news once twice a day, and that'll give you plenty to worry
about.
That'll
give you plenty to worry about.
Yeah. Then you got tired of worrying about it, you think of something else. What's the time you're taking your time? Go ahead, watch your
door. Yes, sir. Can we go, boy?
Yes, sir.
Come on, you trunk. No.
Still patching up his old?
Yes. Yeah. And damn, he hates it. You just turn that almighty dollar loose, I'm telling you.
How fast is he driving now?
He's got up to 30 now. He's got up to 30. He's been driving 25 all his life, and he's trying to decide he'd step on the gas. He's up to 30 now. You ever see him go down the road?
Yeah.
Just creeping along?
Yeah.
One road for him, but don't stop, ain't he?
Yeah.
He's blocking the traffic.
Well, if he's in the traffic, he'd run.
He would if he's in just two-lane traffic shift. They'd have stopped him a long time ago and put him off that road.
Yeah. That'd burn him, wouldn't it?
I know they stopped several of them and told them to park that thing and drive it once. Man, Will Brown, I used to have a little Model A, and they stopped stopped into me and gave them. And they stopped it on right there, and I seen cars behind that thing and followed me that curve up kind of. Couldn't get around him.
On the one way, one.
That back one had just
one lane.
Two lane traffic. Wasn't four lane like it is now, two lane.
Well, you know one sad thing about it. You see, going into town, the only way we can go to town is on this big highway, Buster.
Yeah.
There ought to be some side roads a fella could go on if he wanted to.
You can. You can go down to the road around that way.
Yeah, but look how far it is. And then he gets you on the wrong side of town.
Jesse Jones.
I just lingered, and I just heard you say, Robert.
I brought that to Robert.
All right. I'd say go up and see the guy. He had some comments. We can make him sick again. So I'm going to keep him quiet again for a few days.
Well, the trouble is, he just got entertained, you know. He just takes over.
Well, his head's rubbing with him, you know, and he just wears himself out,
yeah.
And then he's
yeah.
sick all over
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
And I just can't help it.
Did you have to, you didn't buy these nuts. Have you used
those? We didn't have any on our trees this year.
Oh,
there weren't any.
Bad year.
Ooh, it was terrible. This is the worst year I've ever seen since we had the place. There just weren't any at all.
You got a good place to work on it.
Well, I decided I wasn't doing anything in there, and I better be doing something, so here I am. No, I couldn't, our nuts, we didn't have any this year at all. Our trees just didn't produce at all.
These look good.
They're not. Look. These are not too bad, but a lot of them that I get are all dried up inside. See that? They're
mm-hmm.
not real good. And that's the way the nuts in this area were.
Is that from this area?
Yes, they came from over near Waldo.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get up to Georgia to get them, and I don't know whether they said that some of them up there were just as bad. So.
Don't stop what you're doing, don't you?
Well, that's all right. Sure, I don't particularly enjoy, but you know, it's one of them that has to be done. Now, I tell you, I just said to the Rivers, what happened was the day before yesterday, Steve from Hawthorne, who wanted things, and said they wanted some more. I said, well, just say that to you, all right. Now, I had to be down here. It was Valentine's Day business, and I had a lot of it, so I couldn't stay up there and clear them out, see? And they stayed about an hour. Then, unknown to me, another party comes in, and Esther lets them in up there late in the afternoon. Well, boy, he had two of them that day, and the next day he was just, I had to take him the next morning into the hospital for that treatment, and I didn't know whether I was going to get him in and out again.
I understand, yeah.
So I'm just afraid to let him have much, and I was talking to Bob last night. Bob said, well, listen, mother, he said, some boy, he knew some young man, he was 42 years old, worked for someone at university, had in other words, different kind of operation, but blood pump. And he said, mother, it was 6 months before he came back to work, and he said it was a year before he felt like himself. He said he was only 42. So I guess it just won't have to take time. Of course, his lungs are not completely clear yet.
I've got another article that's better than this one. This is on Governor Romney. And the other one is on the what they call the outback in Australia, the frontier.
Oh, that would be
interesting. It's from Old Life magazine, and I just been sitting down looking at it every time I go.
You know, Roberts liked Australia. He liked the state over there.
Yeah.
Going back.
Yeah.
I don't know how the politics are in that country. From what I hear, they're not the best these days.
Yeah.
But at that time, after the war, if it hadn't been, we'd been tied down with old darn family, we'd have been over in Australia, at least looking at them.
Well, now, they live with animals back there, you see.
Sure.
They break the horses and all like that.
That's right.
And I was thinking about, you know, I keep thinking about those little pig stories you told. And the same thing, I noticed, you see, Ruth, what they do, I think now, they have so many animals, you see, that they never handle an animal. And they don't talk animals anymore.
Well, Guy, the small farmer's gone.
Yeah.
There's the answer.
Yeah.
And the big farmer does it in an entirely different fashion. There's nothing personal about it at all.
Not whatever.
Nothing personal.
Now, the other night, the morning, I went out to feed, just put some hay out. I had to run on in the office. And they all came up with two cows, and they had calves, and I just wanted to be sure they was all right. And you know what they were doing? Two cows, old cows, 8 or 10 years old back there with a new calf. And they're back there pawing at each other. They as far apart as can get the house.
They're pawing up the dirt and getting ready to fight.
Yeah, and they one of them apparently wouldn't let the other one come up. And I tried to take her up, and she wouldn't go.
Oh, they can be contrary things.
And they just pets, you know.
Yes.
So I still don't know what was eating on them.
They're funny, I'll tell you, they're funny.
But now who wants to go out and raise animals and never know what the animal's doing, you see?
Well, the trouble is, Guy, a lot of people are not at all interested in the animal. They're just interested in making money. Of course, that's very important, but there's a lot in life besides just making money. I never have made too much money, so...
I wish you would write a little article, something on your pig and things.
I don't know how to write, Guy. It's been years since I've done anything.
And not write it, you know, the way people do, boil it down and give the results. The results don't really matter. It's just...
It's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what I had. Right. The funniest experience, well, the craziest experiences I had was when I first came on this place, when we first bought it, and we weren't living here.
Mm-hmm.
And Rowers bought some bread dill. Someday I'll tell you about it.
Well, give me a little idea.
Then I'll collaborate. We'll get a book together. You write it, and I'll tell you.
I can't wait. Now, just give me a little idea on your bread gill, sir.
Well, I came down. We had a pen back at the barn here. It's this end.
Yeah.
And they were in there. And there were four of them. Two were much larger than the other two. They were all about the same age, but two were just larger animals. So...
Do you find that when they're about the same age, they sometimes some of them larger than others?
Oh, yes.
They don't, I mean.
They don't average out the same.
Well, what I mean to say is that one of them may be larger this month and another catch up with them next month.
Well, I don't know about that, Guy.
No.
Frequently, if they're larger, they stay
larger. They stay
larger. And
yeah.
it's that way right down the line.
Isn't
it? Oh, no.
I didn't hear it.
I opened the window and I get that here. But I walked in the pen to feed these critters, and I'd never had a thing to do with a hog in my life. I didn't know. Oh, no, I didn't know a thing about hogs. We had troughs down there. Roberts had been feeding them. Bob was going to university and had classes and couldn't attend to them. So, of course, Ruth came down to feed the hogs. Roberts got sick.
Uh-huh.
He went to bed for 2 weeks. And the hogs had to be fed.
Say, that's long enough to learn about hogs.
I'm telling you, I learned in a hurry. Well, we had, someday I'll show you a picture of the animal that did this to me. I came in with a bucket of feed, you know, and there was the trough, and I ambled over to the trough, was getting ready to put it down. They sort of surrounded me, and I kept trying to shoo them off, and they didn't shoo. I didn't get that feed in the trough quick enough, and all of a sudden, I was just sitting up on old Princess's neck. She just rooted me up like that, and there I was. I do, you know, I didn't know whether I was here or somewhere else. Scared the tar out of it. And yet not too much either.
Yeah.
She didn't hurt me. She just rooted me up and pat me on her neck. So there
just,
I was.
You just a hurt.
I got the feed down fast after that. I'm telling you, of course, feed went everywhere. I had to go back and get more.
Yeah.
So another time I came down and I found that the two large gills were taking the feed away from the two younger.
Yeah, now that's what I had to put up with.
Well, you can't do much about that, except you've got to feed them enough so they all get some and try and separate them if you can. So I had a pen there in the barn, and I put the two younger ones in the pen.
Yeah.
And I fed the two big ones outside.
Yeah.
Well, the two younger ones didn't eat as fast as the two big ones.
Yeah.
The two big ones would get through faster, and boy, I had to stand there with a stick and ward them off. Do you think I could?
No.
Well, I did, but it was pretty risky business. It really wasn't safe. I didn't know it at the time.
Well, now, Ruth, that is one of my bones of contention with the cattle men. They say just let them out there. Let them, if any of them starve, just let them starve.
No.
But I find that some of your best animals won't eat. Now, let me
tell
you, I've got four or five heifers up there now, and one of them, that's as good as the others, she eats as slow, just
I
like
know.
A child picking over the food.
That's right. They will. You get some like that. And they are the ones that if you don't put them in a pen by themselves and feed them, starve to death, and there you are. You've lost
there
your best
you are.
Animal.
There you are. Now, when it's out in the pasture, it doesn't matter.
No.
But when they get
when
the
they're
grain,
getting the feed, that's, well, the same thing happens with these horses up here. Hamaca's tie this horse up and try to feed them separately every now and then because the big one will go over and take the feed from
yeah.
the little one.
Yeah, Robert.
But what I used to do was, when I could, I would take the smaller ones and try and separate them and put them in different pens.
Yeah.
And when I had brood sows, if I had one that wasn't doing so good, I made sure I got her in a separate pen so where she had her feed. The fact is, I used to have separate pens. Remember, I used to have Matthew, those firing pens? I don't know, I suppose you do, guys.
I don't remember.
He is one of them sitting up there yet. And I used to have, like, little runways like that out from them.
Oh.
I had four or five of those.
Oh, I didn't know what that was.
Yes, and I had four or five of those. And when a sow would have her pigs, I'd put her in there. Now, that thing has a guardrail around it 9 inches out, and across one corner I had a place where I made a brooder out of it with an electric light.
Yeah.
In cool weather.
And they'd go over
and
there.
Well, after I stayed with them 24 to 48 hours, they'd go under there, and then Mama wouldn't lie down on them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you lose your pigs. Because you'll find always one or two pigs will stray off by themselves, and they're the ones she lies down on. She'll see the group that huddles together, but she'll get on those others, and they're your profit with hogs. If you lose those extra pigs, there goes your profit. You're just feeding hogs and doing the work for nothing. You've got to have five pigs to pay to keep it down. And then anything on above that is your profit.
Yeah.
If you don't raise five pigs, you've lost money. And if you raise anything over five, whatever's over is where your profit is.
Yeah.
So you really don't make a tremendous amount, but you make far more on hogs than you do on cattle.
You know, a lot of businesses operate on a small margin, Ruth.
I know they do, guys, just like this thing here. It's the same thing with all small businesses. And big businesses operate on a real small margin and count on the quantity to carry them through, whereas we can't do that. A small man can't do that.
Well, now the
that's what makes it hard, the competition.
Yeah. The feed people.
They'll sell it cheaper to these guys because they buy a lot of it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I'm thinking about the small feed man like B&G up there, mm-hmm. Mr. Brownlee. They buy corn at $40 and sell it for $48 and $50 with molasses in it. They haul it in. They got to handle it a couple of times.
Yes. I don't know how they come out.
And that's not much money.
No, it isn't.
On that to ton.
That's right. They've got to sell a lot of tons to make any money to pay the help. Well, I'm in the same predicament here with anything. Any help I have is just money going out the window for me. I mean, I'm losing every time I have to hire somebody.
Yeah.
The reason Esther and I handle as far as we can.
Yeah.
Because today, well, it isn't like when you can pay them 50 cents an hour, you know.
Yeah. No,
I still don't pay the regular wage here, and if they don't want it, I just don't hire them. I can't do it, guy. I might as well forget the whole thing.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
No, sir. Now, don't stop what you're doing.
No, I've got to get this done, but let me put this in the truck so I
can get Mr. Jackson.
Lucian Wood.
Lucian Wood. He got horses. That's all I know about it.
I don't know much about it. He's a mechanic.
Yeah.
I know that. And beyond that, he used to rent a house along the Hall of Holbrook out there, you know, the other side of Tennessee, out there on the Wapakoota Road. There for quite a while. And then he came down. He wanted to buy a place. He couldn't find it. I don't know whether he's just renting or what he's doing down here with Thrasher.
He is ready.
He has a couple of ponies for his young people.
Is he not a horse man himself? He just has them for his children.
He has them for his children. As far as I know, I don't think he knows really too much about them. They just make headsets. As far as I know, they used to, I know. The youngsters were crazy about
them. So he's a mechanic?
Yes. He used to work up at one of the junk yards. I don't know what he does now, whether he's still doing the same thing or not.
And your wife works too?
She she worked, last I knew, she was working up the field.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people work those big stores.
Oh, they tell me that mall is really fun. Have you seen it?
I went in once and bought some film at the shop. I hadn't finished it then.
I'm going to have to take it together. She likes places like that. She just loves them.
Oh, really?
Boy, if she lived right across the street from those things, she'd be happy. Even if she didn't buy anything, just go and look.
Just go look.
That's right. She tries to do it. And I don't get the girl there very much. That's the trouble. It's hard for me to get up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get her out there.
Well, there's something to feed.
Just a bunch of bunk. They, once a year is not enough. If they're going to do it, they ought to check them a lot more often. Well, of course, it's costing the county a lot of money. So now the county says they don't intend to check that at all, period. But as the state and federal government require it, we've got to do it. So now they're going to charge us $5 a piece. There's probably going down. You should see the additional costs that have been added this last year. Boy, I'm telling you, it adds up. Whew, I don't know whether it's worth being in the business, I declare, I don't know.
Who the fuck were you telling me about that man who came in here, one of your friends, who sold to these small stores?
He isn't a friend of mine, he's just a person who buys candy. All I know is, guys, that he said his taxes were just ruining him, and he said that the small grocery stores are gradually going out of business. They were what he dealt with. In other words, they were the people he supplied. Somebody else can go see what it is. But that's what he told me.
Twice in 20 years.
That's the end of this reel. I'll have to carry it over into a new reel. I just brought back three new ones from town. I'll continue this on a new reel.